Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just, you know, truly, I'm watching, truly getting, you know what, you guys, you're distracting me because you're so right. We really do need to get back to the nuclear family. Put God and family first, then country, right? God, family, country. I'm telling you, it's the way it works. You have to, your family, your immediate family is more important to you than the country. God is more important to you than your family, although he wants your family together. And you know what I mean by that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I thought tonight I'd have a little fun with you in a minute. I'm going to play some clips from people who perceive themselves to be quite intelligent, but really aren't. These are college kids. A lot of them, you know, yes, it's my second semester in, you know, gender studies for third world nations, and I'm an expert in the area. Yeah, okay, whatever you say. But it's really how they talk. You gotta hear. We'll do a couple of crazy ones first. And then we started talking about this earlier, where the sanctuary city mayor, you know, he brags about shipping illegals to other cities. So he's not so much of a sanctuary city now, is it? It's more of a transitional city now, right? Prominent Democrat mayor, I mean, you know who he is, Eric Adams. Right? He blamed Republicans for not passing immigration reform. What does that mean? They always talk about it, but they never say really what they mean. What they mean is just totally open borders. That's what they mean. He clarified the sanctuary city term Democrats embrace under the Trump administration. He said, what it comes down to is that those who are seeking asylum, they're not here illegally. Really? Yeah, actually they are. Right? They were paroled into the country by the Customs Border Patrol. They are here legally. No, actually, they're not. Okay, the way they came in was illegal. We're not enforcing the law. And if, by this line of thinking, because the Customs Patrol ushered them in, let them in, then none of the J6 people are in trouble, are they? They were ushered in by the Capitol Police, as we see all over the videos. Just trying to understand. Now, he says that they're mixing those terms up, and that's why the sanctuary city terminology is kind of skewed. Now, in January, Adam said there was no more room for illegals in his five boroughs. Oh, but I'm sure there's enough room in Texas, right? You're okay with that. They only got 60,000 illegals there. Right? Just think about that. They only got 60,000. And yet in Texas, in Arizona and other places, the Biden administration's thinking they should be able to take whatever comes over. Because they're not really paying. They don't really care. Can we just be honest about it? They don't care. Because they're not really paying attention to what's going on. Nor should they have to. Nobody calls them on the carpet for anything. Hey, Archie Comics. God, you never thought we'd be talking about this. But Archie Comics, they're going to transform a classic character into a transgender woman. Because the idea is to make the make it as queer as humanly possible. That's right. A character in the Archie Comics universe is getting transgender rebrand. They want to make the comic books a little more inclusive. They were dying off anyway. So let's see what we can do to kind of resurrect them, right? In a new series starring Strange Science, character Danny Malloy, who's known as the love interest to the main character, Dilton Doily, and sidekick to Jinx Holiday, will now be a transgender woman in a new comic. Publisher Archie Comics announced this on May 15 that Malloy would be making an appearance in its chilling adventures. I can't even read this thing or look at it with the pictures that they've included with it. You sit here and just want to scratch your head. Really? I wonder how many letters or emails they got where kids were totally upset that there was, no transgender characters. I mean, seriously. And now the writer says he's totally honored that he's getting to make it happen. You know, Archie Comics, he says, never pushed back on him at all. So somehow this is supposed to make everything good in the LGBTQA+ 515 world. I don't know where they stop with all the numbers and everything, right? I mean, seriously. So, is this what true inclusiveness is all about? Is this what they perceive as inclusiveness? Because it doesn't do anything. It doesn't help in any way, shape, manner, or form. All right, so when we come back from the break, we're going to get into some of these vids that I think you will enjoy. Joe Messina, your host. You can reach out to us at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back, Joe McKay, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, so we got a bunch of Americans out there that really, I don't even know if I want to call them Americans. Sorry. They don't love anything about the country. I mean, even George Washington said, if you didn't have a basic belief in God, he would have a hard time calling you a patriot. Look it up. But now you have all these kids in school. They hate the country, hate what we stand for, could care less about what's going on. So I thought I'd take a few minutes and listen to some of what some of these brain surgeons are saying.
Here, take a listen. Washington, D.C., in honor of Memorial Day, a day where we celebrate the fallen men and women who have fought to protect this nation. But the question is, can Americans even still unite around Memorial Day? We're going to see how far they'll go. Well, they signed this petition right here to ban Memorial Day as a celebration of American imperialism. Let's see what they say. You know, we're talking about Memorial Day. Is this a holiday that you support? Is this something that you're going to be celebrating?
I'm not celebrating. I don't think Memorial Day should be a thing that we celebrate personally.
Okay, why not?
I feel like it's a celebration of U.S. imperialism and colonialism, personally. It's not like an attack on any individual, but more of a system.
Absolutely not. I think it represents a lot of negative aspects of America and highlights something that, you know, people shouldn't necessarily be proud of. If we're going to honor and celebrate the dead, I think it should be those that lost their lives to, you know, genocide in America.
Do you know why we celebrate Memorial Day?
Genocide in America. I had to stop on that one because I don't know of any genocide in America. But let me know. I'm curious.
Do you know why we celebrate Memorial Day?
I know it's like veterans. Yeah.
Do you know why we celebrate Memorial Day?
Not really, no.
To be honest, not really.
Most of them were not really. Okay, so they don't know what it's about, but they know they're against it. But what I really found interesting was the young man who said it was colonialism. And I've said this to you before. These guys say these terminologies, they say these things, they really have no clue, and I mean none, as to what they're talking about. So let me play you the rest of that clip on the back end where he admits that I have no clue what I'm talking about. Take a listen. Okay, maybe take a listen.
Can I sign it?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
That's amazing. How long have you been trying to do this for?
I've been out here for a few hours.
Okay.
No one wants to sign up.
For real? I mean, yeah. Americans really like being American.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Talk to me a little more about, you know, the American imperialism thing.
What you want to know, like?
Hey, whatever you want to tell me, I'm open ears.
I mean, like, I didn't really think of it this way until I got to college, and like, I took women's and gender studies classes, and that put me on this path where I'm like.
Did you hear that? He took women and gender studies classes, and that's what put him onto American imperialism. Just in case you missed it.
Imperialism thing.
What you want to know, like?
Hey, whatever you want to tell me, I'm open ears.
I mean, like, I didn't really think of it this way until I got to college, and like, I took women's and gender studies classes, and that put me on this path where I'm like, yeah, like. U.S.
Okay. So you took the gender studies classes and you had this kind of revelation?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
What was it about the class?
Kind of, like, I was always into social justice, but I didn't have the language for that. And then it kind of gave me that language and made me realize how everything is.
Then don't, understand now, he still hasn't answered the question. He still doesn't know why he feels the way he does. Listen.
It's connected and, like, for me, like, I was on this, like, spirituality type journey where I was like, oh, we're all one or whatever. And, like, what I was learning in social justice, like, was the material analysis I needed to practice what I feel like exists on the spiritual plane in real everyday life.
That was the most uneloquent verbal salad I've heard in a long time.
Very cool. Would you be down to, like, completely abolish the military?
Yes, please.
Wow. Now, who's going to protect your sorry little butt? I love it because we're seeing more and more and more of this stuff happening now. And I find it's just, it's so exciting. Right? And then, I think I told you guys too, but I've got so much of this stuff that I want to talk about. Let me see, we got time for, I can do this one. So, Americans really don't know their own history. But you want to know why? And is it because they're willfully ignorant? What if I told you that even a history teacher didn't know certain dates? Now, history teachers at least should know that, right? Take a listen to this one. This will fry you.
Who's the 16th president?
Yeah, no idea.
When was the declaration?
So, this person, I think I blew this a little bit. This person is a history major. Okay? Come on. So I hate it. They're so temperamental. Take a listen.
76.
You're a history major?
I am.
Okay. Who's the 16th president?
Yeah, no idea.
When was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Declaration of Independence?
1773.
And she's guessing. This is a history major.
Six. When did World War II end?
52.
45. Third history major?
She's teaching your children.
And
when was the Declaration of Independence signed?
It was 19 something.
Close.
1904. 01.
1776.
That was not close.
No, it was not close. But that's okay. Who was the first president?
George Washington.
There you go. Easy, right? Who's the second president?
Sam Adams.
Like the beer.
Uh huh.
Kind of help us. I'm sorry. I look at this stuff and say to myself, how does that actually happen?
There's one simple hearing hack anyone...
Anyway, you look at this stuff and you have to scratch your head. I mean, a history major. Anybody with me here? Shouldn't she know a little bit more than that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. This is why I am more than concerned. And these are people, they're out on the Washington Mall in D.C., all right? And they can't answer these simple questions. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Joe Messina Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. On Memorial Day Monday, President Biden touted the deal reached with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to raise the nation's debt limit. He had a word in particular for left-wing progressives in his party who may not be in support of the bill as is.
Talk to me.
A bill needs to be passed in the next week to raise the debt ceiling, or lawmakers risk defaulting on the nation's debt. Reports indicate conservative lawmakers in the House and Senate may be making moves to delay votes on the bill. The legacy of former President Donald Trump certainly loomed large over the California Democratic Party's reorganizing convention over Memorial Day weekend. Trump was the backdrop for speeches and calls to action. The anti-Trump message and warnings were repeated in almost every corner of the L.A. gathering. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Like I said, get informed, get engaged. Do not be like college students. I got no other way to put it. As I was going through, looking through some things, some of the stories I haven't done in a while, if you want to have some fun, really, go over to campusreform.org. Campusreform.org. You get such a kick. They have a YouTube channel. And they constantly go out on college campuses to talk to young people about where they're at, what they're thinking, that kind of stuff. This particular reporter went out and decided to talk about Black Friday. Yeah. So you can only imagine. You know it had to do with race, right? Because it couldn't possibly have to do with anything else. Take a listen.
With Campus Reform. Today we're at the University of Florida talking with students about Black Friday. A reader-generated column of opinions published in the Chicago Tribune includes one section that claims Black Friday discriminates or profiles against black people. Do students agree? Are they willing to change the name? And how far will they take cancel culture? Let's find out. Will you be participating in Black Friday this year?
No. Capitalism isn't really my big favorite thing.
Probably not. I just think that it really perpetuates just this consumerism and just exploiting labor for our own needs and wants.
Possibly not. I feel like sometimes the priorities are being inflated on purpose.
No.
Because I'm a broke college student. Probably not.
Well, I guess I'm not participating in Black Friday. I don't have anything against it in particular. It's just that I'm poor.
What do you think of the name Black Friday?
I don't like it. I think it should be, like, something with the deals or something like that. So it could, like,
attract more people. I think the name Black Friday just stuck there because it was like a long, long ago or something like that.
Definitely does sound a little doom and gloom and like not the best term for that.
I don't know why specifically it's like a black color, why it's not like any other color. So sounds like really, just don't know, just interested, mostly curious.
I don't know. I think it's kind of weird, to be honest. Like, I don't really know where it comes from. It's just like, it's just sales, so I don't get why it's called Black Friday.
Doesn't really make any sense given what we actually do on the day.
So there was a reader-generated column of opinions that was published in the Chicago Tribune, and one.
So when they finally kind of sort of understand what it's about, that's the fun stuff. Because, you know, it's like I always say to you, some of these college kids, when you hear them speak, they're speaking like they're such experts on the issue, right? They have no clues to what they're talking about. And that's the fun thing about it, because they don't have to be that way. Just keep your mouth shut and say, look, I don't know anything about it. Explain it to me. Take a listen.
Sounds offensive.
Renaming it to these weird, like, clunky phrases isn't going to help actual black people. I mean, if they change the name, they change the name, but it's not, like, something I would, like, protest for or something.
What if I told you that the term Black Friday has nothing to do with race? When stores are in the red, it's said that they're not making any profits. So a lot of stores say that they're in the red before the day after Thanksgiving, and once Black Friday hits, they're in the black, meaning they're turning profits now because of all the sales. Should we still change it?
No. I think nobody should overanalyze it.
Don't you love it? Oh, well, now that you've explained it to me and I have a clue, no, leave it alone.
If it's not about skin color, then I don't see that there's a problem.
If you, like, you know, want to just rename it to, like, spare the feelings, like, that's not helpful.
Like, some, like, wording, like black or something, I think it's, honestly, sometimes a bit, like, too much, because it's just a word, like, it's a color.
I wouldn't change it knowing the origins of Black Friday.
Knowing really what...
All right, so there you go. Again, these people, you heard me, these people. They start off with, what do I call it, good intentions? I don't know what to call it. I don't want to call it good intentions. But they start off with what they perceive to be good intentions. And then what's that, you know, again, that authoritative mindset. Like they actually have a clue. And then once they actually do get that clue, oh, wow, shock. Ah, surprise, they changed their mind. So this is why I say, get informed before you, don't sound like one of these people, please. Get informed before you open your mouth. Get informed before you say anything when it comes to this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's try this one. This is Camilla Harris. They're so proud of Camilla. They're so proud of the things that she's accomplished. Yeah. Take a listen.
Let's find out. I want to get your thoughts on our Vice President Kamala Harris. What do you think of her? Is she doing a good job in office?
Yeah, I think so. I really like her. I think it's very inspiring to see our first, you know, woman vice president.
I do love having a woman, person of color, Democratic leader in that position. And I think she's a great representation.
I feel like definitely it's amazing to have a woman vice president, and we're making great headway with that. And she's a definite girl boss. I think she's doing great.
History on crime, I disagree with, but she seems to be reforming that opinion, at least to some degree.
I think that she's never really been dedicated to caring about the communities she's a part of. Promotes incarceration, promotes policing, is more dedicated to upholding a carceral state than taking it down.
So you think we should take down the prison system?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think she's doing a pretty solid job.
I really do agree with a lot of the policies she's been putting out, and I...
All right, this is great. I know sometimes this is very boring, but this is great because now you start to flip the coin. Which one in particular do you like? So it shows you where they're coming from and what they're thinking, and they actually don't have any facts to work with. It's just what makes them feel good.
I think she's a great vice president.
What policies specifically do you agree with?
Can you help me out here?
Can you tell me some?
Oh, just a little.
Maybe bit. I don't know what her policies are.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's it.
Maybe you can just cut that part out.
Can you name any specific accomplishments that you're super proud of?
Besides her being the first on so many different forums, that would be my first thing. Off the top of my head, I can't think of many of them.
No, and that's exactly what I mean. That's probably shamefully my party partisanship showing through to some degree.
An honest man! No, seriously. He was being very honest about it. I wouldn't punish him for that. God bless him for that. He even said, yeah, it's my party partisanship. I'm spewing what they told me. Yeah, I get it. I should stop. All right.
To some degree.
I can't really, to be totally honest. What I really like is that she does kind of give the nation a positive face, being the first woman president.
No.
First woman president? Wow. Oh, Joey said she was president. Okay, sorry.
So yeah, I don't really keep up with politics. On social media, I've seen that she does great posts, so, yeah. Can you name...
Did you hear that? She does great posts. I really don't keep up with politics. Yeah. Okay.
Any specific accomplishments that she's had since she's taken office?
No, not any specific ones particularly, no.
So then what do you like about her?
Just I think she's doing a good job.
What specifically do you like about her?
I think she has a...
How do you think she's handling the border?
I have no clue on that.
Not well. I think that we need complete reform at the border, and that's not happening from her, which is surprising.
From what I have heard, the conditions there at the border are not the best. She needs to, like, control the border, yeah?
I say let them cross the border, but that's just me.
Well, with that one, I would definitely say that she should be monitoring it a little bit more.
All right, I can't handle these people. But, you know, the first question, what do you think of, oh, she's wonderful, she's great, she's got great policies. See, these are college kids. These are the ones that are going to be your engineers, your lawyers, your whatever coming up. Is this seriously what you want? Show me in your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Joe Mateen, your host. Hope you enjoyed your short break. Always appreciate. This is great. Always appreciate what you guys have to say to me. Some of the emails you send during the break. You know, for those of you who believe everything the government says is gospel truth, remember this, right? The 1960s. We were told that the current use, all oil in the U.S. would be gone in 10 years. Remember that? Early 70s, we were told we had maybe 12 years. We didn't change the way we did business. And then another ice age would happen in about 10 years. Still waiting. In the 80s... Remember, it was acid rain would destroy all the crops within 10 years. I don't know. We got crops coming up all over the place. 1990s, the ozone layer would be gone in 10 years. So something happened. Somebody must have lost the paperwork. I don't know. 2000. The ice caps would be gone within 10 years. The only thing that has happened in all those decades is that we have more taxes. Oil's still here. Ice is still, we have global warming, cooling, and climate change. Acid rain never came into fruition. Don't forget the bees were going to be gone, too, in there somewhere. Ozone layer, doing fine. Ice caps, still here. Taxes, oh yeah, they ain't going anywhere. I mean, seriously. Right? I don't even know what to do with that, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, you know, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the whole conversation, you know? All right, here we go. Last one, I promise. Well, no, I can't take it either. Not just you guys. I'm not that selfless. But here's those students, you know, and this proves my point again. They don't really understand the racist remarks. They don't understand who came up with them, who was working with them, who was whatever, whatever, whatever. Right? And then all of a sudden, when they find out where the remarks came from, they're stunned. So here is a group of students who attribute, I don't want to give it away, I want you to listen. Here we go.
Here today at the University of Florida to talk with students about one example they may not know about, Planned Parenthood. How will students react when they find out about Planned Parenthood's racist founder? Let's find out.
So over the last few weeks in this country, we've seen a movement to remove racist historical figures, institutions, and statues. Do you agree with this movement? Should we be doing that?
Yeah, I completely agree with removing Confederate statues and any racist landmarks if they have a negative history.
America has like a really toxic past, and we shouldn't be like memorializing that.
I think it's good. I think as a country, we need to progress past like idolizing racist figures.
Okay, so I want to give you a quote that was said by the founder of a really prominent institution in this country. I'm going to read you a quote and get your reaction, okay? We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. This individual also once spoke at a KKK meeting. How do you feel about this quote?
I think there's no question how I should feel about the quote.
I think that's bad.
That's just so obviously wrong. I think that he shouldn't be a founder of any institution. I can't believe someone said that.
He should be held accountable, or she should be held accountable for what they said.
Stop being racist. To exterminate any human being is not okay.
He should probably be exposed for that.
It's racist.
The worst part is there's several people who are currently in power that I can guess made that quote.
Who do you think made that quote?
Of course, my first thought goes to Trump.
Why?
Isn't it funny, though? That they right away, they go down that road of, it has to be conservative, right? It has to be somebody in that party. This young lady just said the same thing. I believe it's Trump. Listen.
Why do you think Trump is racist?
If literally anyone looks up anything about Trump and things that he said, I think it's a safe conclusion to draw.
Do you have any direct quotes about that? Like, any direct quotes that he said?
I don't know any quotes off the top of my head, honestly.
So what about the organization? What should be done with the organization?
Wow.
I think there should be, like, maybe an investigation.
I don't think that the entire organization, everyone associated with it, can be, in a sense, canceled. But I definitely think that there should be actions taken to mitigate the way that their founder has acted.
Should we even be funding this organization if that's what the founder said?
And they should definitely, like, look into what the organization is promoting and whatnot.
Just them excusing something like that would be racist.
People as individuals need to, like, really decide for themselves if they want to support it or not. But I know I definitely wouldn't if the leaders.
Now listen. These young ladies are all women except for one or two. Are having, a change of heart now as to whether they would support this particular organization. Now, they don't know what organization it is yet. They're going to find out.
You said that?
So what if I were to tell you that this quote was actually said by Margaret Sanger, who is the founder of Planned Parenthood?
Dang. All right.
Did you know about that?
No, I did not, but yeah, they should do something about that.
It makes me feel nauseous.
I'm actually surprised. Well, I mean, Planned Parenthood is usually a very liberal and inclusive organization.
I kind of actually knew that Planned Parenthood was founded in kind of in a selective breeding kind of thing. There's definitely problems within that. Because I know black babies are aborted at a way higher rate than white babies.
Now listen to this guy. He's willing to tell you he understands how evil they are and what they stand for. Yet he's not willing to do anything about it. Right? He's not willing to step out and do anything about it. Open his mouth. Tell other people. And she's got even more egregious quotes than this. Some pretty nasty ones.
If I were a supporter or not a supporter, what she said wouldn't really change it.
Now here's a black woman. Right? Black babies are aborted at 5 times the rate of white. They have more Planned Parenthoods in lower socioeconomic, inner city, predominantly black areas than they have anywhere else. Gee, I wonder what they're trying to do. You think they've gotten away from their founder's mission? I don't.
I'm sure that there's many people under that founder that care about black lives.
Like, I agree with what Planned Parenthood is doing, but I definitely don't think someone like that should be a leader.
Well, I actually do stand with Planned Parenthood.
Now, this young lady, she is a flaming liberal, doesn't like facts. Take a listen.
Abortion rate for black women is 5 times higher than white women. Can an organization that says they support Black Lives Matter really say that if, you know, their founder, she said that their goal is to exterminate the Negro population?
I'm actually going to cut you off right now. I want this interview done.
It shouldn't really matter, like, who...
All of a sudden, I want it done, you're hitting me with facts, I don't like them, I look stupid, I'm out of here.
Who has abortions more? I think abortions should be... available to everyone. Someone else should step up to the plate who's more accepting and who resembles what Planned Parenthood says they stand for, which is lives.
When you say that Planned Parenthood stands for lives, what do you mean by that?
Like, they help women make their own decisions. I've had a good experience with them, and they like to help others.
As long as that the organization itself isn't being racist, then we can't really go after the organization itself for it.
I love how they help women to give them choices. They don't give women any choices. Dude, you know what? When they say they're pro-choice, they're lying to you. They have one thing. They do one thing, and they only do one thing. And for them to tell you that they do pap smears or mammograms, it's all a lie. It's all a lie. They do one thing, abortions. That is not a choice. Now, they're going to say, well, yeah, you can choose to have the baby or not. You want to talk about a group of people that put pressure on you as to how bad your life's going to be if you have that baby? What the mortality rates of people who have babies are?
I still definitely support Planned Parenthood.
I do think Planned Parenthood is important and needs to, like, continue on.
Look how brainwashed these people are. After you admitted, you hear what she has to say, the founder. You know what the organization's about. I wish the interviewer would have given her a whole bunch of other information on this organization. But after you've heard all that, you're still good with it. That blows my mind more than anything else. Seriously, no joke. All right, look, I know pretty much Memorial Day's over. But this is one of those times, you got the 4th of July coming up. We've had Memorial Day, you got Father's Day. Think about these days. Think about what they really mean, what they're really meant to be. Not how much money you spend on daddy. Right? It's what you actually are doing. What are you accomplishing? What are you getting done? Right? What are you doing on those days to let other people know what those days were about? Right? God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me tomorrow. You've been listening to Joe Messina Show on GCN. We'll catch you later.